Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for joining us again for another episode. And we enjoyed last week's episode with being able to share that testimony there. I really enjoyed doing that. As I reached out to you before, if anybody would like to share their testimony, we'd really love to get it on here. And so if you are interested in that, just reach out to me and we can get that set up. Or maybe you want to do it in like written form, that we could definitely get that set up so that I can read that out loud if you want or something like that. But anyway, so just wanted to mention that, and so if you're interested in that. But today we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 15:58, and this is a verse that I've gone over before on the podcast, but when we were going through the armor of God, we went over that a little bit. But we're going to go over it again and be looking at today distractions. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I think an important aspect of what we do as God's people, we have to understand that the work that we do is not in vain. It's important. It has a purpose. It's not empty. It's not for nothing. The devil like you to think it is, though. But the devil also likes to distract us. One of the tactics that he uses is to get us discouraged. That's one tactic that he uses, to try and get us to think that, well, you know, things really don't work. Things aren't working. You know, there's no results. There's no fruit. So I'm just going to go ahead and quit. That's discouragement. However, distraction is that you're serving and working, but that the devil brings things into your life that get your focus shifted away from what your ministry is, what your purpose is. That could be the purpose of your role as a spouse, or as a child, or as a parent, or in a ministry in the church, or job. It can be a lot of things. The devil likes to bring the grass is greener on the other side of the fence in different areas, and we can get distracted by looking at that. Said, "Oh, is that the direction I'm supposed to go in?" We can entertain all kinds of things in our hearts and our life that God doesn't have for us, but we sit there and we consider, well, what if God did have that? And we go down and investigate those things when there is no leading of God to do so. We have to be careful that we do not allow the devil to distract us, because whenever we are committed to something and whenever we are focused on what God would have us to do, in will come the distraction. He loves to distract by bringing in things that appeal to us, or things even that we're concerned about, that we can be distracted from committing fully to a relationship or to a purpose that God has given to us. Whatever the case may be, we need to be ready to cast those things aside. That brings us to this verse, to be steadfast, to be distracted, to go over here, to go over there, to look at this, to look here. But no, steadfast meaning and also unmovable here, both together, that no, I'm not going to go over here and look because that's not where I'm supposed to be at. No, I'm not going to go over and think about this because that's not where I'm supposed to be at. And to be steadfast and say, no, I'm going to be unmovable from this spot. God gave me this spot. God gave me this marriage. God gave me these children. God gave me this ministry. God gave me this church. God gave me this job. I'm going to be steadfast in it, and I'm not going to move from it. I'm not going to be distracted away from the responsibility that God has given me. And in our culture today, we have a lot of things that distract us, a lot of things in our world today. And by the way, the distractions, and in the same way, we have a lot of distractions with technology, but by the way, the things haven't changed that much. The devil always has a way of distracting. And so let's just make a decision today. I'm not going to be distracted by things. I'm not going to entertain other possibilities or other progressions. If God has something for me, He'll make it clear to me. However, if it's not clear, then I'm not going to entertain it. I'm going to cast down that imagination. I'm going to focus on what God would have me focus on, and focus on His ministry, and focus on the responsibility, to focus on the role. All of those things together, let's make sure we're not getting distracted. It's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to look to the side and to maybe even think about, well, this would be, our life would be better, this would be better, something would be better if I made this change or did this. However, if you're where God wants you to be at, then you just need to be steadfast and unmovable and abounding, doing fruitful work. Not when we get distracted, we don't work. When we get distracted, we're not moving forward. When we get distracted, we are not allowing God to have our focus. And when we're not focusing on Him and focusing on what He wants us to do, then we are unfruitful and we are not able to accomplish what we have to accomplish. So let's be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in that work, because that work's important. It's not for nothing. It has a purpose and an eternal weight and value. So I want to encourage you with that today. Don't forget to share us on social media. You can go to rss.com and share us that way, or to sermonaudio.com, also on Apple Podcasts and all kinds of different platforms there. So if you type in the Christian Soldier, you'll find the Christian Soldier podcast right there. Share it with your family and friends, Facebook, Instagram, all these other social media platforms. Go ahead and share those on there, and you can be a blessing to someone. And to spread the gospel all over the world, and also to spread to other Christians how we can live for Him. That's the purpose of the Christian Soldier podcast, to fight the fight of faith and to not allow the devil to distract us. So I hopefully this battle tip today helped you out. And once again, we're looking for testimonies. If people have a testimony of salvation over how God has worked in their life, we would love to hear about it on here and love to share it with the online community. Please reach out to us if you would like to participate in that. You can reach us at info@tbckilleen.org. You can also find the link in the description so you can go ahead and email us. Have a wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you next time.